only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
That's so long since I've been by myself. I'm losing it, man. Going crazy in here, man. It's 7:09 and 16. It's time for the best part of your morning.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Oh, let's see here. This is, you know what, men? We did it to ourselves. We did it to ourselves that this story had to happen. Men have a reputation for exaggerating the number of people they've had sex with. But according to a new study out of Scotland, we're not lying on purpose. It's just we're guessing. The researchers found that men had a lot of trouble remembering all the people they had sex with. So they just kind of throw a number that they think is right. And naturally, they tend to go with their highest estimate, not their lowest. Women are different. They're much more likely to remember exactly who they got it on with, so there was no guesswork there. Let's see, there was Bill and Joe and Mark and Esteban and Dave and Charlie, Kevin. In the study, the average guy guessed he had gotten it on with 14 people. The average woman knew she had gotten it on with exactly 7. And one more thing, believe it or not, the study was run by a woman, not a guy, trying to justify his claims about a suspiciously high number of previous sexual partners. So ladies, I guess, actually, maybe that's good for us. If for some reason, a woman you're wooing is like, well, how many people have you been with? Because that's always a great conversation to have. Why do we do that? Who cares? I mean, are you clean? That's a fine question to ask, all right? You don't got any creepy crawlers down there, do you? Maybe some weird bumps that I need to be aware of? Okay, those are fine questions, but the whole, how many people have you been with? Huh? You don't need to get into it. It doesn't matter if they've been with one or 1,000. As long as they're clean, it's fine. I'm telling you, folks, in all my years, that question never ends well. All right. And also, let's stop playing Never Have I Ever. Can we just get over the fact that that's a game people play to just dig into other people's personal lives, but making it a fun way? Ooh, let's play. I hate that game. Ooh, Never Have I Ever. Why? I've played that so many times at parties because a new girl you're dating wants to just dig into your background and see what kind of degenerate you are. Okay, so stop it with that game. Just let the past be the past. It's okay to ask, all right, how's your junk doing? All right, it's good. It passes the test. Let's get to it. Lastly, Carrie Fisher, who passed away, sadly, December of 2016, will appear, believe it or not, in the upcoming Star Wars Episode 9. This was a big announcement. Walt Disney Studios says filmmakers will use previously unreleased footage that the actress shot from Star Wars The Force Awakens. In a statement, director J.J. Abrams said that, quote, "We desperately loved Carrie Fisher. Finding a truly satisfying conclusion to the Skywalker saga without her eluded us. We were never going to recast or use a CG character. With the support and blessing from her daughter, Billy, we have found a way to honor Carrie's legacy and role as Princess Leia in Episode 9 by using unseen footage we shot together in Episode 7. On Sunday, Mark Hamill tweeted, quote, "It's bittersweet facing my final chapter without her. She is simply irreplaceable. I'm finding solace in the fact that she won't be replaced and would love the worldwide outpouring of affection from those who loved her when they heard the news." And then he put hashtag Carrie on forever. Carrie died December 27, 2016, after filming her role in Star Wars The Last Jedi, which hit theaters later, a year later. So she will be in. I'm excited to see how they're going to work it in there. They've already released some footage from the upcoming movie. So I think we're in for a treat and a nice way to honor Carrie, obviously, in the legacy that she left behind. That's your Morning Dump. Feel better, don't it?